Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Welcome to the Drivecast today. Excited to have you along with us. This past week, we continued in our series Into the Wild, and where we're looking at the life of Moses and how God brought his people from bondage to freedom. This past week, we looked at chapter 7, which was really the beginning of the plagues of what was going to happen and how God was going to use these really horrific plagues in order to break Pharaoh, in order for Pharaoh to let the people go. One of the things we talked about in that chapter is how God sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh for the purpose of freeing Israel. And that really shares the fact that God actually wants freedom for his people. There are people who are caught up in bondage in different ways, even in life today, but that's not something God wants for us. But here's the thing. When he sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh, Pharaoh refused to cooperate. He refused to say yes to God. And so God is going to bring about the freedom for his people, but he's going to use 10 plagues. And in each plague, Moses and Aaron are going to go to Pharaoh and say to him, let the people go. Pharaoh's going to say no. Then there's going to be a plague. Then Pharaoh's going to change his mind and say, okay, you can let the people go. Then he's going to change his mind again and say no. And in all of this, Pharaoh's heart becomes more hardened. God allows it to happen. Pharaoh hardens his own heart. God hardens it. And what that basically means is that Pharaoh is just being exposed to the truth of God and refusing to accept it, refusing to go along with it. And I think one of the things we talked about is how God wants freedom for his people. But there's also another truth to this, is that Pharaoh wants freedom from having to answer to God. The 10 plagues, which, you know, we didn't really have time to go over all 10 plagues and really look at the purpose of them. But all of the plagues really focused on different gods that the Egyptians worshipped. The Nile, the frogs, the gnats, the flies, the livestock, the boils, the hail, the locust, the darkness, the firstborn. All of these things really were God showing Pharaoh and showing the Egyptians that there really is only one God. All of their false gods that they worshipped had nothing that they could do against God because there's only one God. But Pharaoh refused to bend. He wanted freedom from having to answer to God, and the cost was horrific. At one point in chapter 7, even Pharaoh's own advisor said to him, "This is the finger of God. You need to let the people go. Don't you realize that Egypt is being destroyed?" And yet Pharaoh was unwilling to let go. So yeah, God paid a price for the freedom, meaning he did the work in order for the Israelites to become free. But Pharaoh paid his own price to keep his own freedom from God. And yet he lost much himself, lost his own son, lost, much of Egypt. They were decimated. They lost out in the eyes of the world because they lost, this people group that were their slaves, lost their military strength. He paid a high price for freedom. And that's just something I think that's important for all of us, that I think deep down, we know that we have chains on our life, whether it's fear or anxiety or things that we long for that kind of have a hold over us. And we know that those things have hold on us and we want the freedom that God brings. But at the same time, there's part of us that really wants to kind of have that for ourselves. We don't want God to answer or to tell us how we're going to handle our life. But you need to understand that there is a price to pay. You see, God paid for our freedom from sin, from all those things that we want that really drive our lives away from God. God paid by sending his son to die on a cross. That's the beauty of the gospel. He redeemed us by his own son's blood. But on the same side of that, when we refuse to say yes to God, there's a price to pay on our part. And often, the things that we want in our lives that we believe are going to give us freedom take us away from God. And there will be a cost to that. I can't tell you how many times in my own life or listening to others how I've seen that, they find themselves really far from God and dealing with that effect because they made decisions again and again to say no to God. You see, there is a cost to freedom. I just remind you of that and say with an encouraging tone, turn to God in all things. Realize that he paid the price for your freedom and the gospel is the answer to all of those things we think are going to give us freedom. Lay that down. Lay those things down before God. Offer them up to God and say, God, you take every part of my life and experience his freedom. Don't allow yourself to be held into bondage by anything in this world. Turn to the Lord. Well, just take a second and ponder that and pray through that today. Thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast. Take care.